The Shay Morning Show.
Absolutely the best thing that's been in my life. Biggs and Barr, I thought I'd let you know that, baby!
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Weekday mornings on Shay 106.
And after the show, listen for 2 hours of non-stop rock.
Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Pacey Jamie. Good
morning.
I don't think I've ever been excited about anything in my whole life. Is that guy is excited about us, so it's pretty.
He was very excited.
He was very excited. Very excited. How was everyone's long weekend? Solid, decent? Did you do anything? What'd you do?
I did nothing, basically.
Nothing?
No.
You got any projects on the go currently? No.
No projects.
A little downtime?
Yeah, didn't even bother. Just, I cut the grass yesterday. That was it. Yeah.
In the rain?
No, it wasn't raining around my house. It was bright sunshine for like 6 hours.
Yeah. Wasn't the grass still wet from the day before, though?
No.
No, it ain't dried up. Yeah.
Dries out quick.
Okay, all right.
I did a couple projects.
Oh, you did projects.
Yeah, a couple projects.
What you got going on? What's
I just building a couple things.
Wait, what are you building? What are you building?
A vanity for the bathroom.
Oh. You're building a vanity?
I had to put it together.
Okay.
Oh, so you different.
Wait, no, I didn't cut down a tree and mill the wood. Well, of course not.
Building and assembling are two different things.
Build it. Shut up. You follow instructions.
Okay, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
You assembled it.
No one's ever said that in their lives.
Everybody says. What
you, you build something you buy at IKEA? No, you assemble it.
Okay, but
were you driving nails through things? Screws?
Wait,
making
if I had
dovetail
to screw?
Joints? Anything like
no,
that?
No, I didn't. That's ridiculous. No one in their right mind would say, "Oh, I assembled something."
Yeah,
they say you build it.
Two out of three of us would.
We're telling
That's insane.
You. It's
no,
not
you wouldn't.
Insane.
Okay, I oh please memory.
I would say
please
put together.
Please
put
remember
this
for the next time both of these two say building something. Please memory.
Yeah,
don't fail me now.
It'll fail you because we won't say that.
You will.
That's
no,
ridiculous.
Now well, I know you won't. Now you're gonna make a point of it.
No,
out of spite.
I just wouldn't say it. I would say
insane.
I put it together, I assembled it. You're right, maybe I wouldn't say assemble it. I would say put together. I would never say build it. Because I'm not building it. Some machine built it for me to put together with shaky
They
parts.
Manufactured it.
Yeah.
I didn't manufacture it. I built it.
No, you put it together.
Yeah, you assembled it. Why are you so upset about
well,
it?
What a
like when you get
ridiculous
like
thing
a
to call someone
something.
Out for saying.
Like at the end of a commercial, we'll be like, some assembly required. No, you got to
sure.
build it.
No. We've never, like, you wouldn't say, oh, I built a Lego car. I built
well, yeah.
a car out of Lego.
Of course
you
did. Because you built it.
You didn't. What if you're
bricks?
Following the instructions that it came with
oh,
it?
Then you assembled
it. Build a big
it.
Lego house.
Yeah. If you have followed the instructions and you assembled it. If you built it out of your own mind with pieces that were laying around, then you built it.
That's insane.
Right. No, it's not. It's not insane at all.
You assemble a barbecue.
Like, I wouldn't say I built a barbecue. I would say I put a barbecue together.
Right. Yeah. So the same thing. Basically agree with us.
Building that you saw, you...
I did have to do some sawing. Fine.
You saw
I just saw some pike.
You saw what?
Some pipe. Yeah. And do
you
some
laid?
Sawing.
What?
Yes.
Putting pipe down?
Yeah, putting pipe down.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. Right. Anyway, that and sports. There you go.
All right. Well, good job.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Ottawa Public Health reported just 4 new cases of COVID-19 in the city yesterday, so that's good. There's just been one COVID-19-related death in Ottawa since June 25th. 43 passengers on a Norwegian cruise ship have tested positive for the virus.
I shouldn't laugh. But.
Yeah. No, what did they expect for their, you know, $10 cruise? They've halted all trips, and Norway closed its ports to cruise ship for 2 weeks.
I think so.
They say they fear some passengers may have spread the virus to local communities.
Oh, even better. That. Great. Yeah. Although stopping in and jumping out and running around and play, oh, good.
Just spitting on stuff.
Makes sense, yeah.
Someone's been pooping on the onions.
Pardon?
Canadians now being asked not to eat or sell any onions from a California producer due to an outbreak of, oh, it's salmonella, not E. coli.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, no pooping.
Phew.
Okay.
The outbreak sickened 120 Canadians so far, so do not eat or sell red onions from Thompson International of Bakersfield. They've also recalled the white and yellow onions, too.
This is going to require me to start reading where my onions come
from.
There you
go.
Right.
Yeah.
To be honest, I have no idea where I've got my
No clue. In my entire life, I've never been like, where's this onion from?
Never.
Never. Huh. Got to do that now, I guess.
So many new things.
Yeah.
2020,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, crazy.
Connor McDavid made sure his Oilers didn't go down 2 games to the Blackhawks in their best of 5. They came back and beat them 6-3. Leafs played today at 4, down 1-0 against Columbus. The Carolina Hurricanes up 2-0 on the Rangers in their best of 5. After an extended long weekend, Blue Jays back on the field today. They're in Atlanta to open up a three-game set with the Braves there. Weather today, rain, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Decent amount of rain, really. 15 to 25 millimeters, they say. It'll be about 22. And tomorrow, maybe a shower in the morning. Should clear up by the afternoon. Then Thursday, sunny, 26. Friday, sunny, 27. Right now, it's 18, and that's the latest.
Shay, 106.
With everything going on in the world right now, I know your number one priority was worrying about what's going to happen to the XFL.
Yeah.
Well, there's some news on that.
There's been several times when I've thought about the XFL, yeah, and all of them were when you brought it up.
Okay. All right. I'm glad. people are doing something stupid to stay cool at night. It's not open a window, turn on a fan, or just turn your air conditioning up.
No.
It is so much more effort than the payoff, I think.
But, yeah, like it seems counterintuitive to me.
We will we'll discuss and see. You know, we want to know if you want to do it because I've never heard of anybody in my life doing this ridiculous behavior.
So. The Biggs and Barr Show.
Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. Some interesting weather over the past few days.
Sure. A couple of tornadoes touched down in eastern Ontario. Not here, luckily.
No, none here. Warnings like crazy, though, blowing up the phone.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing. Like, you know, even 2 years ago, a year ago, before all these warning systems came to your phone,
sure,
you would have no idea. You'd just be driving along. Oh, it looks a bit rainy.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a nice afternoon. Now it's, you're going to die.
We got the alert.
Get home.
And my wife says to me,
yeah,
do you think we should move the umbrella? And I'm like, if a tornado comes through here, like, no matter where I put that umbrella, like, it could pick up the car and throw it. They're devastating things. Awful to happen to you, but if it's going to hit you, it's going to hit you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
No. Do you think we should move the umbrella?
Yeah. No, I don't. I think we should leave where it is.
Not close it. Like, it wasn't open.
Yeah, no, it was closed. Oh, yeah, just like, I don't want it to become a projectile. Like, I appreciate that. But, I mean, like, there's our wood pile there and all those vehicles.
Yeah.
Whatever else is laying in the forest that I can't just move. This 100-foot pine tree that's next to the house. Yeah. You know, I'm... So. God love her. Yeah. She's just concerned for our safety.
There you go. That's all it is.
All right. Well, it's just some rain today. No tornadoes, apparently. So everyone should be okay. You don't have to move the umbrella.
No, right? I moved it anyway. No, I didn't. I didn't care. Whatever. I stood in front of it. Take me.
It's Shay. We'll be back and watch this. Hang on.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Some people, obviously, don't have air conditioning.
No. Yeah.
Right? You know, which would make it tough, especially this summer with those long strings of hot weather. And there's an internet trend going on how to stay a little cooler at night that people are talking about. We read it and were confused.
Okay.
But it's, they're taking your sheets, all right?
Like bed sheets.
Bed sheets.
Okay.
And throwing them in the freezer. 30 minutes before bed.
Okay.
And you drag them out of the freezer, you throw them on your bed, and you go to bed. And apparently it's keeps you cool.
Yeah, for 30 seconds.
That was my thought, too.
When's the last time you made a bed? Like you yourself.
Well, here's the thing. You made that point off the air, and I thought about it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're talking about, like, the elastic sheet and everything. You know, I don't use sheets, so...
What, do you sleep in a mattress?
No, I use like the elastic. What's it called? Fitted sheet.
Fitted sheet.
You use that, and I just use a blanket. I don't use sheets.
Okay.
Too much heat. But if I used a sheet, they would just throw the loose sheet in the freezer, bring it up with you, and just throw it on you when you get to bed. And it would be cool for a little bit.
You're thinking it's the cover sheet.
It's the cover sheet, not the fitted sheet.
But it would still only last like 30 seconds.
Yeah, your body heat would.
Because it's hot in the room. Your body is hot. The sheet is cool. But then you'd be hot again.
Yeah.
But it would give you that feeling of coolness.
For 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds, but that might be enough.
You can fall asleep in 30 seconds?
Not always.
Okay.
Not often.
Am I driving?
Yeah, Chris Kim.
It's true.
So
yeah.
That's not funny.
There are other things. Like, for years, I have wanted to get the under the covers air blower.
Yes.
Like, it's like a, I guess you could make one yourself if you just connected it to your vent.
Right.
It's just like a pipe.
A tube?
A tube that goes under there and it blows cool air up.
How does it stay in position?
Like, it's flat.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the one they sell is like a long sort of vent thing that would take up half the bed.
Okay.
But my wife is like, no.
No, she'd be freezing. She's cold in the...
She wears a snowsuit.
Yeah.
Like all, yeah, yeah. In
she would opt for the warm version of that, though,
right.
I'm sure.
Yeah, she has slept in summertime with a heated blanket.
So experts are saying it's not worth it.
No, of course not.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
It's a hassle. The energy you work up making the bed before you go to bed gets you hotter anyways, and then it doesn't last long enough. It might be chilly at first, but won't last long.
Okay.
And will make your sheet actually slightly moist.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who wants a moist sheet?
No.
That's gross.
But wouldn't a moist sheet in turn eventually make you cold?
Not if it's hot.
Not if you're hot, no.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't want to waste time.
On the topic of like blowing things in bed.
Pardon me?
What are you saying?
My eyes were open to a whole new world.
What is happening right now?
Relax. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay. It's tough when you're throwing words like that around. But
go ahead.
When I was doing like the hockey games on the radio, you meet some interesting characters. And on the team, the goalie coach used to, at the hotel, would take the hair dryer, turn it on at night and put it under his sheets and sleep with his hair dryer on.
It's a fire hazard.
Right? But I've learned he's not alone. Like, a lot of people put the hair dryer under the sheets and get a warm... Isn't that crazy? Isn't that insanity?
That's pretty crazy.
And they get a warm breeze, like, all night. There's someone listening that does it.
Does this man weigh 82 pounds?
I've never heard that. Not even once.
No.
Neither had I. But ever since that,
Couple curling irons in there and you don't make it a party.
Did the hair dryer ever shift and blow onto your side?
Well played. Well played.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The XFL. They have a savior in Dwayne The Rock Johnson's wallet.
Yeah. Well, football, I mean, it's going to be tough. CFL is definitely going to have a tough year because they rely on the ticket sales. And,
yeah, they can't operate without current revenue.
That's probably not going to happen. NFL can't bubble.
They're not going to have any money troubles.
No, but they won't have any financial issues. But the XFL had already collapsed twice in its second incarnation.
Yeah.
But The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and... Thanks, Jamie, that guy. And his little group of investors have purchased the XFL. Ready for this massive number?
Why? But, yeah, what?
$15 million.
$15
million. That's it.
$15 million.
Yeah, wow. Okay. $15 million. They declared bankruptcy, and they grabbed it before it hit the auction block. Him and his business partners say they plan to launch the league inside a coronavirus-free bubble like the NBA and the NHL have sometime next year.
All right.
So,
how many teams do they have?
I think there is eight. Was there eight in the eight? XFL in this incarnation?
I think so.
So they think because the NFL
very popular.
Won't...
Very popular.
Yeah, nobody watched a game. They think because the NFL probably won't happen this season, they might actually get an audience for it and maybe be able to make some money.
Like they had a 10-game schedule planned. They played five out of those 10 because then they had to cancel it because of the pandemic.
Right. And immediately go bankrupt because they had
no money.
They had no bank accounts. So it's kind of crazy, though, because you watch Ballers? Have you ever seen the show Ballers?
Ballers, yeah.
It's basically what he did in that show.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know, it's interesting. We'll see. It's a pretty massive name behind it now. I mean, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah, people will go just for that. Or, like, I guess they can't go.
No.
Subscribe, watch.
He should suit up.
Stream
he used to
it.
Play. He used to play for you Miami
He's
and stuff, right?
Now.
Nah, whatever. It's the XFL, please. I'll suit up and go play an XFL game.
Oh, sweet.
Come on. I don't think I play it well, but I get it.
We can all suit up.
Yeah.
We can all suit up. We can all do that.
You'd probably make it.
I can walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess.
If you're really jonesing for football, yeah, then. Yeah.
You'll have some XFL action later this year. Great, eh?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's excellent.
Only if they bring back He Hates Me.
It's all he Hate Me, You Hate Me.
Yeah.
He Hate Me.
I thought he was dead, actually.
He might be. I don't know. I don't know. If that many people hated him, he might be dead.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text your questions, please. Anything you want, we'll answer as many as we can.
How many crosswalk buttons did you clean the other day? I don't know. Quite a few. We didn't count.
Dozens. We were out there for a while, you know?
Part of our 30 deeds done dirt cheap.
Yeah, we realized, Mark suggested it. Or Mike?
Mike.
It was Mike. Mike texted it to the deeds thing and said, hey, nobody's cleaning the push buttons for the crosswalks.
Yeah, probably not since they were installed.
No. So we ran out and cleaned as many as we, until we ran out of wipes pretty much. Yeah. When was the last time a stranger made your day?
Wow, it takes a lot to make my day.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about my whole day, but the moment.
I saw a guy, he was riding his bike and was not obeying traffic laws. And someone honked at him and he gave them the finger and then promptly fell over because he hit the curb. And that made my day for, like a moment.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
I laughed. He was fine, but it was just like, prick.
I had the guy in front of me pay for my order at Tim Hortons a couple days ago. That was
really?
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so then I paid for the guy behind me. I always wonder how far that chain goes and, like, who's the jerk that just takes
it? Stops with me.
Yeah. Does it? Really? Yeah.
It's never happened to me.
Never happened.
No. All right.
It would happen as soon as someone's like, I want a BLT on a bagel and this and that. Yeah, and they get a whole order for everybody.
Yeah, if you can hear the order. They're like, not paying.
Well, I always ask. I say, how much is the guy behind me? Because if it's like a $40 order, I'm not going to cover it.
But did you just say you always ask every time you go through?
No.
Oh,
literally five times the person in front of me has paid for my order.
Really?
Yeah, it happens all the time. I think it's because of my son. They see my son rocking in the seat and doing his autism thing and having a great time, and people generally look, I'll buy that guy. That guy looks like he puts in a lot of work every day with that kid.
I'll buy that guy a coffee.
Yeah,
yeah, and if they looked at me in the rearview mirror, they just see my face, and I'm like, I'm not buying that guy anything.
Yeah, that's probably true. What's the story behind Heavy Duty's name? The first time we talked to him,
he asked who he was talking to.
Yeah.
He said, you're talking to the whole Biggs and Barr show, and he said,
Heavy Duty.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was it. Yeah. It just stuck. How would you guys know about Katy Perry?
Chris does an excellent Katy Perry impersonation.
So good, she's actually reached out.
Yeah.
And now we're friends.
Here, do it. So. Do one.
My Katy Perry?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Monday, man. Or Tuesday, I guess, right? Okay. Hi, it's Katy Perry. You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
That's amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, like, I don't know how you get it so right.
I just channel her, you know? Like, I just feel a connection with her, and I just, you know, it just comes out. I don't know how. Top or bottom?
For what?
For a bunk.
I always like the top bunk.
You take the top bunk?
Yeah.
You'd rather fall down on someone than have it fall on you.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
I take the bottom bunk usually.
You guys ever run into a situation when you're on a top bunk, but it was a low ceiling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
You don't want to wake up quick?
No.
Whammo!
Yeah.
Smack your head right off the ceiling.
I fell when I was at my college, a child. Me and my buddy were maybe 9 or 10. We're sitting on the top bunk just playing crokinole or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why would you do that on a safe place like the floor?
Because you're a red-blooded man.
And I fell backwards off the bunk bed.
Oh, no.
Off the top. But I did an entire flip in the air.
Nice.
True story. Uh-huh. And I landed on a blanket box, like a wooden, big wooden.
Oh.
No, right on my butt. Like sitting there perfectly. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, geez. Pretty.
Yeah, it was amazing. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Not intentional at all.
No, of course. Yeah. Like the ladders with the little grooves, and you'd put the bar at the top of the ladder until you were like 8. You're like, I'm too big for this.
Your little brother starts going bloody, start kicking the ladder and just shaking it. Stop it.
Bunk.
Stop it. Bad joke. Stop it. Yeah.
So, yeah, top bunk.
Yeah, top sure. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, good morning, Biggs and Barr Show. It's Tuesday, so it's joke text day.
You can text us your best worst joke to 762-555, and whatever one Jamie likes the best wins.
Yeah. Very simple contest. Like dad jokes, punny ones he really likes. Like, what kind of drink can be bitter and sweet?
What?
Reality.
True. It's true.
Yeah.
My wife first agreed to a date after I gave her a bottle of tonic water. I swept her off her feet.
Wow. That's fantastic. That's a fantastic joke.
Really?
Could have been. I would have liked it better with ginger ale. I assume ginger ale more Schweppes than tonic water. Look at you.
That's a great joke. Like, that's a solid joke.
Have you not heard a joke before?
All right. Oh, that's the best joke.
Okay.
Hey, I had a joke about pizza, but it was too cheesy.
Not too cheesy.
Yeah, was...
Why don't ants get sick?
Why?
They have antibodies.
Oh, yes. Should have known that. Damn it.
I don't understand this one.
Okay.
Why did Kawhi Leonard feel bad about leaving the Raptors? He's a fun guy, but there wasn't mushroom.
You don't get it?
I do now.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
That
sad
you read
I
it?
Read it. Yeah, yeah. I'm sad I read it.
Okay.
I like to tell dad jokes, but I don't have kids. I'm a faux pas.
Jeez. So why don't you just read every one? Because every one you read, he laughs at the hardest.
It's probably my delivery.
But also, worst you just jokes. Started your last joke with, well, I don't get this.
Because, you know.
I knew I shouldn't have had seafood. I'm feeling a little ill.
Oh.
That one wasn't even funny.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
It wasn't funny.
I wasn't sure. I thought it was going to be something on shellfish or something.
Okay. What do you call an old person with really good hearing?
What?
Deaf-defying.
It's pretty good. Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
I was trying not to.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you read the ant one?
Yes.
Why don't ants get sick?
Yes, antibodies.
Antibodies. You read that one already? You know why Byron never got pregnant?
Yeah, we know that one.
This Ken arrived in another box.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How does Darth Vader like his toast?
Yeah.
Hey, how does Darth Vader like his toast?
How?
On the dark side.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
One side's darker than the other, or like it's just he likes his toast darker in general?
It's a visual thing. As long as that side's dark, he's okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You know, this side can be raw.
Another tea joke.
Mm.
What kind of tea do you drink at the Queen?
What?
Royalty.
Royalty. Ah, there you go. Yeah. Good good one.
Yeah. I entered my son's room and I said, remember, playing with yourself can make you go blind. He said, Dad, I'm over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're blind.
Yeah.
What do you call a woman who sounds like an ambulance?
What?
Nina.
Nina.
Nina. Nina. Nina. Nina. Nina. Nina. Nina.
That's good. Chris loves that one.
Is that the winner?
Schweppes has to be Schweppes. The winner.
That's the winner? 100%.
Okay. You laugh so hard. Most basic joke I've ever heard in my life.
Nina?
Nina. 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 It's pretty Nina. Good, too. Chris laughed harder at that one than I did.
Yeah, well, I'm a child.
So which one? Schweppes?
Schweppes, for sure.
All right. Congratulations, Schweppes.
They find the joke again.
Yeah.
You swept her off her feet.
My wife first agreed to a date after I gave her a bottle of tonic water. I swept her off her feet.
Look at him. Look at him. Congratulations. You got in our wall of champions, and your name will be put into the draw for the secret sack, whatever ends up being in that, whenever we end up giving that away.
There you go.
That's a good one, too. Forget that ever happened. All of it.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
We hear a lot these days about confrontations about masks, wearing them, not wearing them, including a couple guys that were just trying to eat the burritos.
Yeah, it's not normally, in what we've seen in the viral videos of late and what we've heard about run-ins in Ottawa and stuff like that is it's the people that don't want to wear masks that generally are extremely aggressive towards others that say, hey, you got to wear a mask to come into this store or whatnot. But this is the opposite case.
So there are two guys eating lunch outside.
Yes.
Actually eating.
Yeah, they're eating burritos sitting on a bench.
Okay.
Outside of a burrito place. And then they're calling them Ken and Karen, and so they call everybody who freaks out. A younger couple. much more floofy looking. Is that a word? You know, very like yoga. Just got out of a yoga class looking couple.
Okay.
Apparently approached them and started yelling at them. And then the lady threw her coffee at one of them.
Oh.
And it, we'll hear. Here, listen.
Yeah. Y'all need to be wearing masks.
The first thing they said to us, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture. I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point, it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is what happened. Yeah.
It is tough to eat with a mask on.
It is.
Yeah.
Unless you've modified yours, like, cut a hole in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they were anti-mask, these two gentlemen.
Okay.
But minding their own business, not near anybody.
And they were eating.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess in the news footage, it's a lot longer.
Right.
She came up and was yelling at them. And then whatever, put her finger in his face.
Yeah.
Then finally they're like, get out of here. Like,
yeah.
Get out. And the guy actually has a body cam he wears because he's a Trump supporter. And so he's felt threatened because people give him a hard time. So he wears a body cam just in case. And it caught everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then she threw a coffee
on
the man. So then the other guy went up and beat up her boyfriend and bloodied him up. And then that guy called the cops.
Yeah, he did. He did, yeah. You have to get punched in the face for being a total. Look, here. All of us are, we all wear masks.
Sure.
Indoors. You know, I don't think any of us feel like it challenges our rights in any way to a point that I'm not going to wear it. Just to make others feel more secure. And if it helps, it helps.
Sure.
You know, I mean, why not help? But if I saw somebody who wasn't wearing a mask, I would never be that aggressive because, A, you're never going to change their mind. If you really believe in what you're doing in mask wearing, being, you know, just screaming at people on either side does not change anyone's opinion.
Screaming at people in general.
No, it doesn't work at all. Second of all, these guys at that moment weren't breaking any of the rules. They were outside and they were eating.
Right.
I don't wear a mask when I walk around outside.
No.
Because it's stupid. It's not going to help anybody if I do outside.
Like if I'm in a crowded line or something like that.
Of course.
You're waiting outside?
Yes.
Sure.
That's different.
Different. You just got to use your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the worst strategy ever to get anyone to change their opinion on anything or even listen to you is to scream and throw coffee at them.
Absolutely.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
You know? It's just not going to.
And the poor boyfriend.
Terrible strategy.
He was just standing there watching his girlfriend do all this. Yeah, then he got beat up.
And ladies, don't get your boyfriends beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies, if you're not willing to fight the person you're yelling at, don't involve your boyfriends because they don't want to.
She was in there swinging too.
Oh, was she?
He bopped the guy. He had blood all over. Then she's like, oh, I better get in.
Yeah.
And then he yells, get your girl off me.
They don't want to drop a girl. I mean, how awful do you feel after, how much she probably deserved it? Like, I'm telling you, man, they got to have women in blocks and, like, just so that you can whistle. And a woman comes out and punches.
Oh, like, so another woman comes out.
I could never hit a woman. No matter what she was doing to me, I couldn't do it.
You can't use
it. I can't. She could hit me in the face with a coffee. She could punch me in the face. She could scratch me. I'm just standing there and go, where's your boyfriend? Where's your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's going to pay.
Poor guy's waiting in the car.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah. She hit him with a coffee. He's like, I can't hit her. So he ran over and popped the boyfriend in the face. Poor guy. You know what I mean? He's like, damn it. Again, Cindy? Again? How many coffees? A, do you have to waste? That's $2.40, and I got to get punched in the face. Anyways, just be kind.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show.
On Shea 106.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Just bought my first home in Stittsville. Well, congratulations. Any pro tips? Well, you've already bought the home, so I don't know what tips you want.
Oh, like for a home, owning your home?
Yeah, first-time home buyer.
Look up what you should prepare for the winter. You know, do some winter preparing things.
Sure.
Clean your gutters and stuff.
Yeah. They've got a sprinkler system. Blow that out
for
the winter.
Don't forget to
turn your outside faucets off.
Your faucets off.
Well, empty them first.
Yeah.
I buy it a some water damage at a house once because I didn't shut off the outdoor.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Get a good rate, but you probably already, I mean, a lot of the stuff you've already done.
Yeah.
Like a good mortgage rate.
Yeah, all that stuff's too late now. Yeah. I have to wait a few years for it.
Any idea why the LCBO doesn't sell mix? How handy would that be?
Well, then they'd have to sell everything.
Good question.
You know?
We could just have like some basics. Cola.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ginger ale.
There's probably some
orange juice.
Government rule about it.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah. So people can't just mix up the drinks in the parking lot? They got to drink it
out of the bottle. Like, they do, like, for me, they do sell mix. Like, I would just mix it with other alcohol.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Have you ever got somewhere, went to reach for your wallet, and wasn't there? How frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Don't you do it weekly, basically?
Almost daily.
Yeah.
Because we drive the wife's car when the family rolls around, right, doing family stuff, and then I drive my car when it's just me and the little guy. And so jumping back and forth, like, and we're out a lot, so there's a car switch 2 to 3 times a day.
And you leave your wallet in the car?
I always leave mine.
Oh, not me.
And the most recent thing is my son hates wearing his shoes, so he's always kicking his shoes off in the car. He's not a fan of shoes. And we'll get somewhere and he won't have shoes. Because he will have gotten the car barefoot, and I forgot to check if he had shoes.
Okay. So you're going to buy him new shoes, or just make
him bought him barefoot? A couple pair of Walmart shoes. I'll run into Walmart quick and grab a pair of $10 or whatever loafers. But, yeah.
I know you got a lot on your plate.
Shoes?
Right?
Yeah.
Taking care of your son and stuff like that, but I'm going to have to say something. You said it's something recent. You've been forgetting to grab his shoes for like 8 years.
No, that's true.
Yeah, but it's happened a lot.
Like since we've known you.
In like the last week.
Forgetting to grab the shoes.
Yeah, like I've known you almost a decade. No, it has been a decade. Yeah, it has been a decade now. This year, it's been a decade I've known you. And all the time, it's like, you got there. You didn't have shoes.
You're right.
Like
a lot. But in the last week, it's happened like 4 times. Like, shoes. Just to be clear, my son has autism. He's 12. Right. He doesn't like wearing shoes. And sometimes I forget to check his feet.
should I sell my motorcycle for a hot tub? No, just have both, man. Put on a payment plan.
Yeah. Live it up. Whatever, right? World's coming to an end. It's pretty obvious. Yeah. So let's just rack up that credit.
How much longer do you have to live?
Yeah.
Think about that for a while.
My mom just got a hot tub.
Really?
Really?
She lives up in Halliburton.
Oh, too far for me to visit.
Yeah. And she's so nice. My mom's a nice person.
She
Very nice lady. She got a hot tub. It's under, like, they have, like, in the back of their house, like a cement pad under a balcony.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? So they put it on that pad. She was so happy. She's been having neck problems. She's older than me, 75, whatever. And she called me the day after, and she's like, we have to get rid of the hot tub.
Why?
I'm like, why do you have to get rid of the hot tub? You're so excited. The neighbor can't sleep because the engine on the hot tub is so loud, apparently. She's like, he brought his decibel thing out and everything. I'm like, tell your neighbor to kick rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean, how loud is the hot tub?
Ask him to come in the hot tub with you and drown him.
Yeah.
Well, she's too nice. She's like, I'm going to have to get rid of the hot tub. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Build a, get a sound. They have like the things, a little sound box you can put over it. I'm like, throw one of those over. That's enough for him.
My hot tub makes like no noise.
Who is your neighbor? Yeah. Kind of a whiny bitch.
Wow. That guy's a prick.
The low rumble of a hot tub is keeping him up at night.
Yeah. Well, tell him to sell his house.
Yeah. Beat it. Mom, I'm coming for a visit. You're too nice. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Get a hot tub and a motorcycle. That was the original question.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
It's Auto What time. We got 5 questions for you. You got 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass on any question you don't know and come back, but you got to fit them all in time. And your first answer for each question is the one that counts.
We have Dan on the phone.
Oh, Danny boy.
Hey, Dan.
Morning.
How are you today?
Oh, just fantastic.
Feeling all fresh and fine, are you?
Fresh and fine after the long weekend, yes, nice. Sir.
All right, my friend. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
All right, Dan, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. The world's largest and busiest seaplane base is located in what U.S. state?
I go Alaska.
How many goals did Connor McDavid score last night?
3.
What Sling Blade and Bad Santa star turned 65 today?
Patch.
What is the name of the new COVID tracing app in Canada called?
No clue.
What was Cody CC worse on the Senators or the Maple Leafs?
He was worse on the Senators.
What's, okay. What Sling Blade and Bad Santa star turned 65 today?
Tennis star?
No, Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Anyway, you're not going to win, Dan.
Blood.
No idea.
All right. Thanks for playing, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
all right, man. Have a good morning.
So let's go over the answers.
Yeah.
Was Cody CC worse on the Senators or the Maple Leafs?
Either answer.
Dan said the Senators. Yeah. The actual answer is there is no
there
wrong
is
answer.
No wrong there, answer.
Because no matter what, whatever game you looked at him playing, it was worse than the one before.
I feel bad. I feel bad.
Why? He's probably laughing his ass
you're
off.
Right, he's making $4 million a year.
Making $4 million a year.
But it's not like he affects you. He doesn't play in your beer league team, even though he should.
But he does affect me because I have an invested interest in the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Are you a shareholder?
Okay. No, I wish.
Anyway, what is the name of the new COVID tracing app in Canada called? It is called COVID Alert. What Sling Blade and Bad Santa star turned 65 today? It's Billy Bob Thornton, who I was surprised to learn is only 65.
Yeah, I know.
He's looked 65 for 30 years.
Yeah. How many goals did Connor McDavid score last night? Dan was right when he said 3. And the world's largest and busiest seaplane base is located way up north.
Way up north.
To Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
North to Alaska. To go north for us is home.
All right, so there you go. Shame, Dan's a good guy. Like to see good guys win, you know?
Oh, Danny boy.
And it gives us a reason to play that.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for harshing on Cody Ceci. Well,
I
should say something positive about him. There is no one who passes behind you better than Cody
Ceci.
There you
go.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to pass behind you where you have to reach back and make yourself prone to a hit,
yes.
Cody Ceci is your man.
I'm going to say something crazy here.
Okay.
What a beautiful shared frustration.
Yeah.
Senator fans and League fans.
Yeah. Like a coming together, right?
Wasn't that horrendous passing? Yeah.
I'm not one to harsh on players.
No, never. Just every day.
I might have better hands than Cody Ceci.
I would say you do.
Like, you know what I mean?
You might.
Yes, you might.
Yeah. You might.
And he makes $4 million a year. Yeah. He can skate better than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Tipping his cap to his skating.
Great skate.
All right. I mean, I've seen you throw the occasional what pass.
But I'm going to make it $4 million a year.
Well, that's true. It's just charity hockey.
But you said you have better hands than him.
I'm paying to play.
No, better hands. Not a better passer.
No, better hands.
Better hands.
Yeah,
No, Jamie's served up some dinner plates right in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Here's a free pizza right of the cash money.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Remember the Sprint? That little car, the Sprint?
Yes.
The time, who made it? Nissan? Was it Nissan?
Somebody. Chevy, I thought. It was a Chevy.
It was a Chevy, then it wasn't the Sprint. What was that tiny? There was a tiny.
There was a Geo.
No, smaller than that. It was really, really small. Anyways, a buddy of mine used to drive it in high school, and six of us would go out every day when on our spare.
Was it the Ford Fiesta?
Might have been the
Tercel?
No.
Okay. One of those small
anyways,
ones anyway.
Tiny car. It was high school. It was like 20 years ago. But we used to go pick it up and turn it sideways in the parking lot so he couldn't get out when he'd come out on his lunch.
Yeah,
there's no space for him to get out unless the other car's been. But anyways.
Got some suggestions on what kind of car you were talking about, Chris. A lot. The Micra?
The one that you lifted up in high school. And
not me personally, me and some friends. Yeah.
Suzuki Swift?
That's what it was.
That's the one.
What did I say? Sprint? Swift?
Sprint.
Close enough.
Close.
Yeah.
Chevette was also.
No.
Texted him.
Jeremy War was his name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he
probably declared war on you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He turned his car on in his spot.
Was he your friend or no?
Yeah, he's a friend. Yeah, he's still a friend.
Is he still a friend after all that?
Sort of. Okay. Like he's a, we talk like once a year maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I used to have cottage parties every summer with just the boys. We'd go up and have the boys weekend.
Right.
He was in that crew. That's the tight crew. Six to eight man crew.
Mm.
Not like your besties. Like every guy's got like that one dude or two dudes that you're really tight with. And then you have your second tier. He was in like the loose second tier.
The loose second tier. So if something really bad happened, you'd be like, oh, that's too bad. But you wouldn't really bother you all that much.
This was a long time ago, right? So, every now and again, he'll pop into my feed on social. I'm like, oh, what's he up and up to?
Does he still have the car or no?
No, I don't think so. Does the hair, though. Exact same hair. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's impressive. Because I do not.
Shay. 106.
Fire!
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What do you think Meatloaf wouldn't do for love? Oh, I know the answer to that question. It's a glass-bottom boat.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he wouldn't do for love.
Wouldn't do it.
What's the most ridiculous animal on the planet?
Ooh.
Most ridiculous?
Besides a human?
Yeah. Yeah. Aside from human beings.
Like a platypus or something?
Yeah, a duck-billed platypus.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Like a corgi?
Yeah. A stupid dog. A corgi.
Anything like a dachshund? Yeah, like one of those stupid short-legged dogs? A useless creature.
Useless, but still adorable.
Ostriches are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever notice the difference between an ostrich and an emu? Like, an ostrich is pretty amicable.
Yeah.
Emus are just mean. Like, they'll get
you. Ostriches aren't nice either.
But no, but, like, they're not intent. Like, they'll get you.
Yeah.
But they don't come out to get you.
I would compare that. Very, very good comparison. Almost like an alpaca and a llama.
Same thing, yeah.
Llamas, dicks.
Yeah. Dicks. Alpacas, fine.
No, they're just dicks to each other.
Yeah. Have you seen when emus get excited, though? Like, when they lob one of those weird, you know, the balls that bounce all weird and stuff?
A bouncy ball?
No, like the ones that have the water weight in them, so they bounce in different directions.
Oh, sure.
They chuck them at emus and they lose their minds. You gotta watch it. They jump up. Really? No, they jump up into this weird like, it's amazing. You gotta go watch. Good times.
Amazing.
Good times. What do you think of the Pentagon revealing that they have crafts not of this earth? Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
pretty big news.
Yeah, but the world ignored it. You know,
nobody seems to care.
Yeah, whatever. I gotta wear a mask.
Yeah, I gotta wear a mask. Life on another planet that was here on our planet. Whatever. Do they wear masks? I gotta wear a mask. So, yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of the cockapoo? A mix between a cocker spaniel and a poodle.
Yeah.
Yes, I think the whole world has heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a new thing.
I'm glad they named it that way, though.
Not the other way?
Not a pooper.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You know, there would just be more difficult to say in certain places.
Yes, it would.
I guess.
Yeah.
We can say Shih Tzu.
We can say Shih Tzu. Yeah. That's a breed, yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you hear about the zoo that just had one dog?
Mm.
Yeah. Was a Shih Tzu?
Yeah, Shih Tzu.
Yes. Yeah. You guys been watching the NHL? I watched 8 hours of hockey yesterday. It's been great, and I couldn't help but think the NHL did a bang-up job on this. 12 hours of hockey every day.
I have been watching a lot.
Yes.
I watched some highlights.
Yeah, that's it, eh?
That's it. I don't really care.
They're going to come out like shining stars amongst all the other. NBA's doing a good job, too, like with keeping everybody safe and stuff like that. Baseball is just a brutal job of
keeping things contained.
Yeah.
Of caring about their players at all, really.
Golf obviously has been, it was the only thing for months. Yeah. Golf.
Like a one-guy sport.
Yeah. So it's been great. Coverage has been good. The games, it's still playoff hockey. Just don't have the fans.
Mm.
How was your weekend? Can you tell Darren to play safe, please? He left for work before I texted him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Play safe.
Play safe, Darren. Okay.
If you could would that mean you could
Yeah. That's exactly what it would mean.
Yeah, that's you nailed it, man. Uh-huh. You got it.
It took a lot of effort, to type all that out.
And all the words are different.
Yep.
Like, all the fake words are actually different fake words.
Yeah, I know. I'm impressed.
Didn't repeat any. So that's impressive. That's hard work. I don't think you understand that, Jason.
How do I ask you guys to get a deed done for 30 deeds? You can text us the word deed to 762-555 and obviously put in what the deed is. Or you can go to shame106.com. And you can
30 deeds done dirt cheap.
Yeah. And you can just email us. It'll come directly to our inbox, no matter what time of day it is.
Yes.
We'll know it's there.
Oh, will we?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Someone suggested we, turn off the notifications for it, but then we'll never look at it.
So. Yeah, then we'll never see it. So, the weekend was... You can tell when the other people mention it, when the other announcers here, like Cosmo or Heather or somebody mentions it or TJ, because all of a sudden,
ting.
So, we'd appreciate it if they'd stop mentioning it.
No, please and also do. Thank please them do. For talking.
Yes, of course. I'm joking, Jason.
A joke.
We're glad to do as many D's as we possibly can.
Sure, absolutely.
Can, when it fits in our schedule. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question.
Bar Show. Good morning. Every time we mention it, we're not programmed this way, but we really need to thank Kanata Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For helping us with our deeds.
Yeah, because 30 deeds done dirt cheap wouldn't be happening with all those guys.
No. So we're very pumped. And we got some stuff coming up with them.
Yeah, big things coming.
Yeah. Big things. So thank you to them. Anything else you fellas want to mention before we skedaddle?
No.
Good.
No, I have nothing else to mention.
James?
No.
Except that we're going to have 2 hours of non-stop rock.
Non-stop rock.
Impressive. Go out on that.
Okay.
And it's going to rain a bit today, too.
Okay, yeah, sure. Right.
See you later. See you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.